Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. Easter episode, April 4th, 2024. When I asked my sister what she wanted to hear, she said, "Can't you ask Jesus questions and answer them by muscle testing?" I was like, "You got to be joking." But she wasn't. So how on earth could I do that then? I can ask him questions and then see what answers that came to me. But I needed questions, so I gave the ball back to my sister. Gave me questions to ask him. She didn't like that a whole lot. Of course, she Googles this and gets really random questions. Then we gave up and went back to the scriptures, and I actually looked at the app Scripture Plus for inspiration. I started listening to the episode of Easter, and the man talks about the word atonement. He said that if meant is put at the end of a word, it means process or product of whatever comes before this. It's the process or product of at one. Be at one with God and Jesus Christ and with our loved ones. At one meant unity and oneness. This triggered something inside of me, since I am all about frequencies and music and melodies. I saw it as a tone meant. Being on the same frequency as God, being on the same tone or vibration as Him. Easter and celebrating Easter versus Christmas comes next. I found it rather fascinating that only 4 chapters in the New Testament is about Him being born, which is why we celebrate Christmas. 35-40% of the New Testament Gospels are about the atonement of Jesus Christ. That was an eye-opener to me. As a mother, I think I have wanted to celebrate His birth more than His dying. There is something magical about a baby being born, the light in their eyes, the pure energy of their souls. It's just intoxicating. However, for me personally, I found Easter really hard. I felt guilty of every mistake I've ever made that added extra pain to Him. Knowing that I added pain and suffering to my big brother because of my iniquity and my low self-esteem and bad choices that I've made the whole Easter nothing more than a self-inflicted guilt trip. I realized I needed to stop tormenting myself with every mistake I've ever done wrong. I know for a fact that Jesus doesn't want me to stay miserable. He wants me to learn from my mistakes so I won't repeat them. Doing it once is a learning experience. Doing the same mistake more than once is self-abuse or stupidity. We are here to learn, and doing bad things is a way to learn. Jesus knew this. When He signed up to come down here, He already knew what was coming. If God had made multiple worlds, I bet He already had a pretty clear view of what we, as children, forgetting about our divine heritage, would do on earth with free will. Still, He thought our free will was important enough for us to have. That He understood the sacrifice He would have to make in order for us to be able to get forgiveness, and to be able to learn and be clean again from making mistakes, and be able to come back and live with Him again. So, free will, learning between polarities of right and wrong, health and sickness, happy, sad, love, hate, victim, creator, and so forth, is what we are here to experience. In all of this, with no memory of who we are as souls, we need to find the answers. It's like being Hansel and Greta looking for a trail of breadcrumbs that the birds have already eaten up. And even if we in this life only finds one single little breadcrumb, that is what we are here for. I realized that the more I follow the trail, the more breadcrumbs I tend to find. It's the first one that took me more than half my life to find. But after the first one, the other just seemed to come to you. You know that I love the Korean language, and when I talk to my Savior, Jesus Christ, I tend to think of Him as Orabuni, which is a sort of formal name of an older brother. In one of my groups on Facebook yesterday, I found a post about whether or not we should pray to Jesus. It was a member of our church who sincerely wondered about this. I was a little shocked since I never thought about it before. We pray to the Father, but we pray through Christ. Since He is our Savior, and He is the filter which makes us clean enough to communicate with God in sort. But to pray to Him? I might not see it as praying to Him, but I talk to Him all the time, in my head and in my heart. As I talk to my Heavenly Father and my Heavenly Mother, in my head I talk to all of them. I tell them when I'm happy or sad or worried or unsafe. I tell them about the good in my life and all the bad, all my dreams, hopes and wishes, and not necessarily in the form of prayers, but they are always with me. I don't think God only wants us to talk to Him exclusively, and I've always been taught that God is just a title, and that Jesus was considered the God of the Old Testament. So why not pray to Jesus if He also holds the title God? No matter who He is, to me, He is Ora Boni, my older brother, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lighthouse, the healer of my broken heart, the healer of my broken soul, my reminder of the good in life, my greatest teacher, and whose hugs I long for the most. But He's close to me. He's always with me in thought and essence, and I try to be a tone with Him and at one with Him. Vibrating at the same frequency as Him might be impossible for now, but I will try to raise my vibration and awareness as much as I can to be able to recognize Him when He comes for me. This is Easter, and this is a time to rejoice. Yes, He died, but He also resurrected to an immortal being. And He is still my brother, my Ora Boni, who I love and miss very much, and who I try to honor this Easter. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world. Sit or lay down comfortably. Today's Easter meditation, I would like to walk with Christ. I will not have events chronically. I will have them as they come to me, so just follow along and see what comes to you. Close your eyes and start to focus on your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep breathing. I want you to picture yourself walking along the dusty road. The sun is hot in the sky. Sweat is running down your back. It's dusty and hard to breathe. You're wearing a long robe as they did in the days of Jesus. And you wear sandals on your feet. You feel hungry and thirsty, but you keep walking along that dusty road. A bit ahead, on a grass slope, you see a crowd. You get curious and go closer to the crowd. People are sitting on the slope listening to a man teaching them, and you go closer in order to hear what he is saying. listen to his teaching. You are offered bread and fish to eat and some water to drink. The man looks at you right into your eyes and says, "Follow me and I will make you a fisherman of men." You decide to follow him. You walk behind him with others that also walk with him, and you come to a city. You enter the walls of the city and start moving through the streets. You go to a temple and sit down to rest. And while you rest, you get to ask him questions. What questions do you ask, and what answers does he give you?
Thank you.
There is a commotion and a servant comes to get him. Child is dying and they need him. He gets up and hurries with the servant to the house, but the child have already passed. You see him usher everyone out of the room but you. You watch him go closer to the child, how he gently takes his hand and caresses the child's face, breathes into the child and says, "Wake up and raise." You see the child's eyelids flicker as the soul is drawn back into the body and the child opens its eyes. There is a silence as they look into each other's eyes and you see how they communicate with no words, but you know what they are saying. Now you're sleeping on a boat and the wind is picking up. Soon there is a fierce storm that is trying to tear the ship apart. Everyone else is rushing in panic on the ship deck, and then the door is open and he steps out. He goes to the railing and lifts one hand towards the sky and says, "Be still." A lightning lights up the sky as the wind died down and the water starts to calm. He turns around to look at you, slightly disappointed, and you want to tell him that you were never really worried, that you believe in him. He smiles at you as if reading your mind and turns around and walks back and the door closes behind him. A servant comes to him to tell him that Lazarus have died. It's the first time you see real grief cross his face, the loss of a close friend. He gets up and hurries out the door and you scramble together his things to bring with you as you hurry after him. You see the sisters meeting up with him, crying. One is hammering him in the chest. "Why didn't you come sooner? Our brother is dead. You could have saved him." You see him at the grave, debating whether or not it's the best thing to do. Let dead be dead or bring him back to life. You see how he struggles with the decision. Why? What to do? Finally calls his name and he comes out of the tomb. You see them embrace, the intimacy between close friends more like brothers. The one who has your back, the one you rely on. Now you walk with him as he enters the Garden of Gethsemane. You watch as he walks away to pray alone. You see the slump of his shoulders and how tired he looks, almost defeated. And you just want to run after him and hold him. Tell him it's going to be okay. But you also know this is one thing you cannot help him with. Relieve him from. You can only be here and wake for him. Time goes by slowly. You hear the night sounds, the crickets, the wind in the leaves. Then you see him. His face is haggard. And he stumbles to you. His clothes are red and you see traces of blood on his skin, face, arms, feet. You reach out an arm to support him and he holds on to you and closes his eyes for just a moment, drawing strength from you. You put your arm around him and gently lead him out of the garden. Keep this emotion of having him close to your heart as you start to come back and focus on the breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. He was a man who walked the earth. Today, you get to walk with him for but a moment. Open your eyes when you're ready. Happy Easter. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.